the rest of the story. Before it came to his attention, inventor David Muir had never imagined a need for such a thing, but now that it had occurred to him, he could not imagine why such a device had not been invented already. So David put his remarkable mind to work on the problem, the challenge of enabling tracheostomy patients to speak normally. For at that time, this was only a few years ago, a person dependent on tracheostomy ventilators was variously handicapped by the way the equipment allowed him to breathe. With reduced air circulation in the nasal passageways, his sense of smell was significantly impaired, and with an unrestricted opening in the throat, he was more susceptible to lower respiratory infections. And most obviously of all, he was unable to speak, unable to activate his vocal cords without placing a finger over the tracheostomy tube. And even then, the sound of his voice was at best unnatural. But if anyone could find a solution to all of this, David Muir could. A born inventor, he had been called. As a small boy, David had incessantly pondered and concocted one contraption after another. His room overflowed with gizmos and mismatched machinery components. He was always mating an old motor to a new battery or an old need to a new way of satisfying that need, always inventing something. David and his dad belonged to the Indian Guides. That's a group similar to the Boy Scouts. The main attraction for father and son was the opportunity to work on crafts together. Of course, this was the way young David came up with his innovative ideas, the revolutionary designs that made arrows fly farther and kites soar higher, because David, as I say, was a born inventor. But now he faced the challenge of his career, the creation of a device that would, to a great extent, liberate the tracheostomy patient. The need would never have occurred to David Muir had he not himself undergone, in 1983, an emergency tracheostomy. For after the doctors had made an air passage opening in his throat, as David lay there sucking air through an external incision in his windpipe, he realized that he was utterly unable to speak, unable to communicate with his family or his friends or even the doctors. And what came of that traumatic experience in his life was a patent, number 4759356, a little valve designed to fit over the tracheostomy tube, which closes automatically when the patient exhales. Not only is the patient's sense of smell improved, not only is he less likely to incur pulmonary infections, but now, at long last, he's able to speak without occluding the tracheostomy tube with his finger, an overwhelming advantage for patients who cannot move their hands to do so. For you see, David Muir cannot move his hands to do so. 29-year-old David, whose invention is quickly becoming standard medical equipment all over the world, was diagnosed at the age of 5 with muscular dystrophy and would lose the use of his arms and his legs only 7 years later. And thus did a creative brain become dependent upon the hands of others to express its brilliance. Until one day, David Muir, from his years of experimenting, though he was permanently reliant on a tracheostomy ventilator, was able to devise something new that benefited the world and himself. And David is now able to speak because of that splendid little device that sprang from his own brilliant brain. Now you know the rest of the story.